This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 444 for Tuesday, June 22nd. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are mostly higher on Tuesday, despite a lack of demand. The old crop July contract is down $5.80 at $7.42.30 per ton. Meanwhile, new crop November gained $7.70 at $7.07.90 per ton, and January rises $7.30 at $7.09.60. As temperatures across the prairies continue to rise, the need for rain becomes more intense. Over the coming days, the forecast is showing some rain for southern areas of Alberta and Saskatchewan, but the benefits from rains earlier this month are quickly dissipating throughout much of the prairies. The Canadian dollar remains on the increase, with the loonie at 81.09 US cents compared to Monday's close of 80.80. Spring wheat conditions in the United States as of June 20th tumbled 10 points to 27% good to excellent, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. That's the poorest rating since 1988-89. Worst-off states include North Dakota at 19% good to excellent, Washington at only 10%, and South Dakota a mere 5%. U.S. winter wheat isn't great, but it's faring better at 49% good to excellent, up 1 point from last week. Soybeans dip 2 points at 60%, and corn loses 3% at 65%. Due to drought conditions in Brazil, Dr. Michael Cordonnier of Soybean and Corn Advisor cut 2 million tons from his projection on 2021 corn production in that country to now 90 million. Cordonnier adds a 500,000 tons to his call on Argentina corn to 47 million. As for soybeans, the doctor is keeping his projections at 134 million tons for Brazil and 45 million for Argentina. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are weaker on Tuesday. The most heavily traded November contract falls 17 cents at $13.02 per bushel. August soy oil climbs about a quarter cent at 58.92 U.S. cents per pound. August soy meal drops $9.10 at $3.63.30 per hundredweight. Corn futures are also weaker on Tuesday, with the September contract sliding 18 cents at $5.53 per bushel. Chicago oats are steady to lower, with the September contract down a quarter cent at $6.30. Wheat futures are mixed on Tuesday. Chicago September is down a dime at $6.55. Kansas City September is down 3 cents at $6.06. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis September jumps 16 cents at $7.84. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Tuesday, June 22nd. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.